Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your daily refreshing and motivation, Father God, that we can run the race of faith, Father God, and not give up. Thank you for inspiration this day as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Our readings is Colossians chapter 4, and it's Paul carrying on here with the workers, his co-laborers. And it's from verse 10 to 11.
Aristarchus, a fellow prisoner here with me, sends you his love. And Joshua, also called Justus, along with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, also sent you their loving greetings. You've already been informed that if Mark comes to you, receive him warmly. These three men are the only ones of the circumcision who have aided me here in the work of the kingdom of God. And they've been a great blessing to me.
Hallelujah. So yeah, Paul is thankful. And again, because of his co-laborers. And yeah, he talks about three pillars, three guys that played a big part in helping him and in their work of extending the kingdom. And they've been a great blessing. And then there's one we see here, and it's John Mark. John Mark. We can see some more about his life, and it will also give us appreciation of this working in the kingdom and being a great blessing. In Acts 12:12, we see Mark, John Mark. He comes from a devout household, and that's where all the believers were gathering and praying when Peter was let loose by the angel. Remember that situation? He was supposed to die the next day, but God came and he released him, and then he went to the believers, and then they let him in. And it was Mary's household where they were praying, and that's John Mark's mother. So we see he comes from a good foundation of believers and prayer warriors. Acts 12:12. And then in Acts 12:25, we see Barnabas and Paul went on their mission to Jerusalem. And then they returned when they came back from their mission. So it's accomplished that mission. They took with him Mark, John Mark. And then in Acts 13, verse 1 to 5, we see Paul and Barnabas, by the Holy Spirit, they are told they must go out and they must go on a mission trip. And this is their first mission. And then in verse 5, we can see they took Mark with them to assist them. And then later in Acts, where is it, 15, 37 to 39, we see they've come back now. This is Barnabas and Paul, and they are making plans to go again on another mission trip. And Barnabas wants to take Mark with them. But then it turns out in that their Mark on that first mission trip, he never went all the way. He turned away. He left them. He didn't stay. He didn't persevere. And so Paul didn't want him to go with. And there was such an argument that Barnabas split up and he went with Mark. And then Paul took Silas with him. And I asked the Lord about this, who's right? And then the Lord says they're both right. It's 100% growth in every way. It's not Paul and Barnabas going out now, complementing each other, but it's now Paul leading a team and Barnabas leading a team. So they need to take responsibility. They don't share the responsibility as they did in the first team. And then, so it's 100% leadership growth. And Barnabas is taking one person with him and Paul is taking Silas with him. So it's 100% discipleship, and then it's also 100% increase in evangelism. It's not just one team, it's two teams. But the important thing we see there is Barnabas takes Mark with him. And so Mark has got that encouragement. But in the same time, Mark has got another mighty man of God saying, no, he hasn't got the backbone, he can't do it. So he's got that motivation as well. He's got someone encouraging him, and then someone encouraging by, you know, not believing in them. And then beautifully, we just read now and that year, Paul recognizes, and he counts Mark, John Mark, as one of the three pillars, one of the three beautiful disciples that extended the kingdom and must be greeted and must be acknowledged everywhere. So there we got a beautiful picture of the walk of John Mark. And praise God for John Mark, because the Gospel of Mark, that's written by John Mark. So praise God for a brother that maybe doubted at one time, but praise God, God gave him the faith, and that there's the second time to overcome and go through and be an overcomer. So what is the encouragement? The righteous live by faith. Amen. We've got to draw our strength, and we've got to run this race and keep our faith and be the light bearers in this world, living by faith. Amen. Faith comes, faith gets tested, but then faith gets realized when we persevere and we stay in tune with the Spirit. So it's a beautiful lesson for all of us to just stay on the highway of holiness in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.